We're learning Tosfos Yomi, we're Masechet Bava Kama, and we're continuing the last time we started. We were an interesting topic, and there are several interesting insights from Tosfos. Therefore, we're going on and see some further commentaries on the same Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph 23a, and we have seen Velehayev, which is the first wide line after the narrow lines, and it's also interesting to see the next one, which is really a smaller piece, Besheshimer Gachlasoi, which is speaking about the case that there are several responsibilities here, so the owner of the dog was responsible, so why did he let his dog to go in and eat from the cake and bring the coal and bring it to the grain and burn the grain? So therefore we are claiming the damage for the owner of the dog, a full payment for eating the cake, because this is something expected, this is shame. It is eating. Eating is expected of a dog, and the other thing is not expected. The other thing is bringing the coal is not. He could not have possibly expected that a coal is stick to the cake. Therefore, it's only half payment. But what is the deal with the owner of the coal? Yesterday we've seen that really the owner of the coal must be the same person who owns the grain. So really it is his own negligence which caused for himself the problem, because of several things we must say that the Gemara is speaking of such a case, otherwise we could not have interpreted the Mishnah correctly. Therefore it is his negligence, so he must also pay if he was negligent. Okay, so what's the law if he was negligent? The law is half. So only half a payment is an obligation, because anyway, from any of them, this is an unexpected event. Therefore, the half of the payment must be exacted. But they are the owner of the coal and the owner of the dog are partners in paying this half payment. Therefore, each of them pays only a quarter. That is, the owner of the coal pays quarter to the owner of the grain, who is the one and the same person. Therefore, he doesn't have to pay for himself. So we don't obligate him to nothing. Rather, we obligate the owner of the dog to pay a quarter of a payment. This was the Tosfos yesterday. And now today, it asks, why is it so that he was watching the call. So we ask the nice question, why is it so? We say that the owner of the dog is obligated, because the owner of the dog must watch, because the dog usually digs and goes even in a case when there is fence. So now I am thinking about a very simple answer. So what should he have done? This is not what written here, this just came to me now. That what do we expect from the owner of the dog, and what do we expect from the owner of the coal? Do we expect from the owner of the coal to put a fence, a nice fence that won't open when a frequent wind comes? A wind that is Matsuya, Ruach Matsuya, that is, sometimes there is such wind, then he must close the door in a nice way, so that nobody will come and pick up the coal and bring it to anywhere and burn down any place. Yes, so if he closed the door, he's exempt. If he's not, okay. This is what we expect from the owner of the coal. What do we accept from the owner of the dog? Don't let your dog running around, because the dog is expected to dig. Okay, so you can ask, why we don't, you obligate the owner of the dog for the same thing that you don't obligate the owner of the call, why? Yes, because the owner of the dog has a very good thing to do. Watch your dog. Can you watch your dog? Yes, you can. So you must. Okay, can you watch your call not to be taken away? What can I do? I close the door. Is it not enough that I close the door? No, because maybe somebody will dig. So what can you do? Well, somebody will dig. Not somebody. A dog will dig, or another animal will dig, because this is expected. Okay, I expect that it will dig. But what should I do? Should I buy new cement and put up something on the floor? And what should I do? What should I do against? Should I put fence below the ground? What should I do? So in such a case, there is no easy workaround. Maybe there, you can say that there is an easy workaround. Put your bring away your call. Yes, this was yesterday somewhat not easy to understand, that the Tosfos wanted to say that you can bring. At the end, we wanted to say more like it's not bringing the call into the house, rather bringing the dog into the house. When you see that the dog is eating the coal, then you must pick the dog and bring him into the house. Okay, so Tosfos has another answer. Meshishimer gachlosoi im toimar umashmiro hizu. What kind of protection is this that you close the door if you know that the dog will dig? Kevan sheyochai lakelav likones shom b'chatira. He also must know. Okay, other possible answer. He doesn't have to own a dog. A dog owner must know that the dog can dig. But he doesn't have a dog. Maybe he has a cat. Or he doesn't have. He's nice, religious Jew, not spending his time to pets, rather to Torah and Tefillah. And he has no clue, were it not from Bava Kama, Maseches Bava Kama, he has no clue that dog can dig. Therefore, he didn't guard. So this is also a possible explanation. Second explanation. Third explanation. Tosfos, lokach hakelav likones yochai. Okay, so the dog can now enter. Sham b'chatira. This tam drosos chaturos and etzel hakelav. This is the big novelty, the big chiddush of the Rabbi Rav Meri Baradev Kahana. This is the main important thing that he derives from our Mishnah. Yesh loimar. The answer is, why don't we obligate him? Kevan de notar, ki de natre in she. Since he guarded in the way that people are guarding it, lo itrechu rabbanan tefei. Therefore, the rabbis did not obligate him more. What's more, people generally guard things by closing a door. Therefore, no extra protection is expected from his part. Okay, so this is how you guard your animals, by closing them into a closed area and close the door. And that's it. And you don't have to expect that they will dig. A dog maybe will dig. If maybe you have the dog inside, maybe that can be another question. Because it says "Stam dolosos chatura senetz al kelav," this is like seeing from the dog's eye perspective. The dog doesn't see the limits. The dog doesn't see boundaries and doors. He sees that he is able to dig. Okay. So let's see. Next place, first we jump. Next is then stam dalsais haturas him. So this is the main principle. So this was derived by Rav Meri Barid Rav Kahana from our Mishnah, because this rabbi saw that the Mishnah obligates the owner of the dog, not the owner of the call. But the main point is that he obligates the owner of the dog. Why does he obligate the owner of the dog? The owner of the dog also has a better claim. Because he could say that, I don't know that this dog will dig. Dogs usually don't dig. So how do you know? So there, Tosfos has another possible explanation. It's a stima. It's a big surprise, he says. Maybe it's not the thing. Maybe it's tchilaset b'pshia v'sarifei b'aynes. Maybe you can say it's indeed an oynes. What kind of oynes? Maybe, so this is what we generally, this is how we generally think about digging. Digging is generally considered oynes. The big novelty is that now we say that door, dog, dig, frequent, it occur, it can occur, you cannot say that it won't happen, so you must pay if you don't. So generally, we say it's oynes. No, we don't say it's oynes. Tosfos wants to say, we could have said so. We could have said it's a classical case of tchilosa b'pshia v'sarifei b'oynes. Why? Why so? First place, you let your dog out. This dog could have done anything. If this dog would done anything, maybe bringing coal from Rishus Harabim. Maybe. I mean, the same thing without entering. Or, let's say, he entered an open door. In the same way, this owner of the dog would be obligated to pay for the damage. Even in the case of Tchilosa B'Mshia V'Sarifei Oynes, and by the way, says Tosfos, how do you know that in our Mishnah it's not a case of Tchilosa B'Mshia V'Sarifei Oynes? Much more easier to say and much more smooth with everything, other information that we know. It's still an oynes. And you don't have to say such big chidushim, such things that never heard of. A dog can dig. By the way, I didn't see dog digging. Maybe I'm not that involved with such things, but I would consider it to be something surprising. And therefore, Tosfos wants to say, I don't want to accept this. I don't want to accept the dogs just come and dig. No, it's still oynes. But oynes, okay, so why does the Mishnah wants to say it's chayev? The Mishnah wants to say it's chayev because it's tchilasa b'pshia. In the first place, you let your dog to grass outside. This was negligence from your side, and this is good reason to obligate you. Okay, granted, it's a machlokes. Not every rabbi subscribes to the principle tchilasa b'pshia, so it's chayev. At the end, we paskel like this. There are other rabbis who don't say this. At least, says Tosfos, the Gemara must consider the possibility, even being a machlaikas, but it must consider the possibility anyway, because this is the nature of flow of thoughts. It's not that, oh, I don't consider this because there are rabbis who don't subscribe this place. Yes, but what does the case look like? The case looks like and it's not what you say. You say it's full-fledged negligence, because you should have think, you should have imagined your own dear dog by digging into someone else's house. So this is the question of Tosfos. Yes. Why is it so? Tchilasa b'pshia mishum psiche. Yes, he let the dog out. There is an opening for the dog to go out. And this was the negligence. Yesh loimar, answer is, them came, lo mechayev b'chatira kol echod raviyye. If this is so, then we don't obligate everyone by quarter. Ki heichi, deheve mischayev mipsicha. Shehoyo bal agachlas mischayev mechze. Okay. So, previously Tosfos proved that if both are negligent, then they are partners in sharing the damage, just as I said it today as well, that they pay quarter. Kol echad rabiye. So if it's a case of tchilasa b'pshia v'sarifei oynes, maybe in such a case, okay. So now what do we say? Now we say it's full fledged pshia. With full fledged pshia, we say yes. We say okay, you must pay it. You must pay at least the half of the half of the coal, of the fire, bringing the fire. And we're speaking about such a case when the owner of the coal also left the door open, which is, by the way, also Tchiloseh Bipshia V'Soifei Mioines, also from his side, because he left the door open, but the dog didn't, went through the door. Classical case of Tchiloseh Bipshia V'Soifei Mioines. So what? Yes, because since we say that now he is obligated, the owner of the call is obligated, I think that he also left the door open. So what's the problem? Why we cannot say it's because maybe in this way we don't reach to the same conclusion of having obligated to pay quarter and quarter in a case of both left the door open. My question is, why not? I don't see what has changed. Okay, now I think I understand. The point here being is that in the original setup, we want to push more guilt to the owner of the dog than to the owner of the coal. And now, by stating that it's Tchiloseh Bipshia V'Soifei Mioines case, now it's we're going into the direction of more like, okay, they have some kind of the similar obligations by guarding the coal from being taken out. And this is what it wants to say now. Originally, we could have say that Nezek Shalem, he must pay full payment for entering, it's expected, and eating the cake, bringing out not so expected, but also somewhat expected. It's the middle way, so it's the middle payment, it's the half of the damage, it's Hatsi Nezek. So, this was the original setup. Now we want to say that no, it was the end was unexpected. He could not have been... So the owner of the dog, just as the owner of the coal, now they both the same surprised. So as we originally said, the owner of the dog says, oh, my dog ding. It was somewhere behind in my mind that yes, my dog can dig, but okay, I'm guilty, sorry, I must pay, and therefore he must pay. But the owner of the coal said, what? A dog dig? What is this? I don't know about this, so I don't want to pay, and he cannot be obligated to pay, he's exempt, totally. But if you say that this was Ines, that both the owner of the dog doesn't want, and nevertheless, the Mishnah says that he wants to, that he has to pay, then this means that digging is such an expected from the owner of the dog, just as an expected from the owner of the coal. Therefore, both of them has to share the same obligation, the same responsibility of paying the Hatsi Nezek. So it's like middle way. It's expected and not expected, somewhat unexpected to dig, and therefore there is the half payment, and they share the half payment. And this way, the Mishnah cannot say what it says, that it must pay half, because they will split the half into two. They will split to a quarter and a further quarter, which we had seen already yesterday, that this is really from one pocket to the other, the second quarter. So you now only have to care about one quarter, which is being paid by the owner of the dog. And this is what I think Tosfos says here. If this was the case, really the owner of the dog should not pay the half, rather only quarter. So this way, the half of this half would go together with the owner of the coal. Why? Because both of them are equally surprised by the fact that the dog dig, because Yesterday we assumed that it's the dog will dig, therefore the owner of the dog is not so surprised. Now we say that it was Oines, he is very surprised, and the owner of the colt is was surprised both yesterday and both today. So now they share the same surprisedness factor, therefore they share the same responsibilities. Therefore, if you want to obligate one, then you have to obligate the other, and this is already splitting the payment to two. And this is the answer of Taisfes. And furthermore, the Taisfes says that you might have want to bring a proof from later on from the Gemara, from a case which is similarly seems like the classical case is you have a boyer, you have a pit, and you cover the pit, which is very nice, so that nobody will fall in. But the cover should be strong enough to bear different types of animals. But you were negligent, and you were crossing the border of one animal, but not for the other. The example was, which is very interesting, it is good against oxen, but not good against camels, which seem to imply that camels are actually more heavier. I don't know. Anyway, it says, now an ox won't fall in. But what if? There's worms coming, and they are eating your covering. And an ox comes, and the ox falls. Oh, I was not negligent regarding oxen. It was honest regarding oxen. Do we say that you are obligated because of... since you're obligated for camels, not obligated, you were negligent regarding camels, so that can we say that, okay, now you were... Now this negligence, we put it onto you, that you were also negligent against oxen. It's not true, you were not negligent against oxen. But something happened, soft, at the end of the day, there was a case of Tchilasai B'Shir Saifayans, which looks like this. And now it's worth to say that maybe you wanted to have an answer for our question, why is it not Tchilasai B'Shir Saifayans? Maybe it's not Tchilasai B'Shir Saifayans, it cannot be Tchilasai B'Shir Saifayans, just as over there we don't say such a thing, even though it looks like very much like Tchilasai B'Shir Saifayans. We'll see in a moment why not. But this is basically the answer which Taisfes wants to say, that this is the answer that is not possible, and we will exclude the option to answer it this way. I will in the Taisfes the Layamrin and Chilasev Shebshiav Bebatim Besuchim Besoifay Beaynes Beneolim. This is not possible to say that we don't say the whole concept of Chilasev Shebshiav Besoifay Beaynes, the case where the initially Chilasev was Bebatim Pesuchim, the negligence was by an open house, a closed house. What is open and what is closed? I think open house was the one of the house of the dog, which was open because the dog somehow was out. And with what is the closed house? I think this must speak about the owner of the colt. This is the closed area. And maybe it wants to say, it's something like, it's not like transferring. It's not, now the dog was traveling from one place to the other. Now Pshia was in one place, Oines, the end was in another place, the dog was running between the two. And by the way, it's not the same, because this was open and this was closed. So it's not possible to say Chilos HaBishia HaSef HaNas. Rather, we want to say it's fully Pshia, it's full negligence, because he had to expect it, because it's one big process of letting the dog. Interesting. Why don't we want to say Chilos HaBishia HaSef HaNas? Why don't we want to say, just let me take a look at on over there in the Gemara, if this concept is mentioned at all, or it is invented now by the Taisfes, which is possible. Okay, so I checked, it seems to be invented here by Teisves. Not mentioned over there. Even though maybe this is what is behind, always, as it works in mechanics, behind, but okay, so let's see, what does it say? So, lo yamrin on tchilo seib shivivotim pesuchim v'soifei b'ein es b'nei olim. This is a concept that we just don't apply. Why? Kevan degali nei olim lo yehevei shum pshia. Kid yamrin on behapora. Since, by closed... Okay. So here's the reason. When it is closed, there's no negligence here. It's closed, and that's it. So by a classical case of tchilo seib shivivotim v'soifei b'ein es, it should be the case that there is at least some connection between the two. If there is no connection, then you can forget what was before. You can forget the original negligence. Great. So the negligence can be forgotten if it has really no effects whatsoever on the future. The dog came from an open door, yes, it's true, but then what? Then it traveled, and it already forgot what happened, and you cannot say, it's Tchilo Seib Shiva V'Soifei V'Enes, maybe Tchilo Seib Shiva V'Soifei V'Enes, meaning the beginning of something and the end of something, assumes, without saying, that beginning and end of the same process. It's not the same process now, it's new process started again, from the beginning, because it's not the same. Because here is something guarded, and was always guarded, because this was the court, the hatzer, this was the property of the owner of the coal, who closed and never opened, and no pshia at all, his door, so it was a well-guarded thing. On the other hand, the dog's property was not like this, so it's not tchilo seib shiva v'soifei v'enes, it's not connected the two, no connection between the two, not the same process. Two separate things. It's your property, it's his property, and don't draw any lines between the two. The fact that the dog ran from here to there has no significance whatsoever. So it's not Tchilo Seib Shiva V'Soifei V'Enes. And, says Teisves, this concept is maybe invented by Teisves, but we see an example for it later on in the Gemara. Mehaporo, the loyam rinan miguli hale poishia linya heresh, hale poishia linya pikeach. There the case is that if the ox was handicapped, then it's more problematic. An intelligent ox is not expected to fall during the day into the pit because it just goes around. If the ox has a handicap, doesn't see, doesn't hear, some abilities are missing here, hirish, or it's dark here, then you already have to pay. Then you already have to guard your own pit. If the ox can see the pit and nevertheless walks in, it's his fault. You cannot expect you cannot be expected to guard the pit. Okay. So, in this case, which is what I said already, we also don't say that you were negligent regarding one inyan, then you are negligent to the other inyan. What does this mean? This means that at the end, it was oines. At the end, this was over there. There is no mention of tchilo seib shiva v'soifei v'enes, although that it smells like this. But what's the difference? The difference is that there is no connection whatsoever between the two parts. And Teisves wants to say it's the same thing. So just as over there we don't mention the concept of tchilo seib shiva v'soifei v'enes, here the same way we wouldn't say this. Now this says Teisves this. This idea sounds very convincing, but actually is not true. Why? Let's see. The law that may, there is no comparison between the cases. The awesome, vadai lo yamrinam migu. Over there, it's sure. Tosfos wants to say, there is a significant difference between the two cases, because over there the difference is bigger. Here there is something of a connection between the two. Here, the dog run. It's something of a difference. This happened and this happened. The dog got out of his house, and later on, after some time, the very same dog, the very same existing dog, entered into the court, which is not the case by us, by covering the pit. These are theoretical items which we are speaking about. Oh, I was guarding against oxen, and I wasn't guarding the pit against camels. There were no camel at all, nowhere in the near, and no camel fall in at the end. Do you know what happened at the end? The worms came and the worms broke your cover, and the ox came. And this is more of a separation. So really, which was presented, the idea of Tchilos and Mishios, this is a very nice idea, the way it sounds very convincing, but actually, and let me say one thing more, it also may be true. Maybe it's true. And that's for sure. So, there is something to it, there is some reason to say it, but the proof you cannot, a conclusive proof you cannot bring from over here to there, because that case over there is more, there is more reason to say over there, and you cannot, it is the wrong direction of generalization. The good direction of a generalization, where you have a strong, where we have a lenient case, Karl Wachheimer, lenient case, and even in this case, then all the more so in that case. Now it's the other direction, it's a nice try, but it doesn't work. In the other direction, it may work, and it also may be true, but a conclusive proof you cannot bring from this, and therefore the original answer will be accepted, what the Tosfos says first. So let's just finish reading, because of the concepts we all already have here at hand. Lodame, it's not similar. The Hossam, Vadai Lareminam Migu. Over there, it's for sure there is no connection at all. Mishum de lagabe pikeyachai lagabe shevorim. Hanizgin loy pashe klal. There is no negligence at all. Avoloch epoishiyahu bekelev ze leinyan ze hagadish. Now, there is really some kind of negligence. There, over there, there was no negligence at all. Against oxen. Let's see a case of an ox. He protected his pit against oxen. No negligence against oxen. What happened? Worms came. So what is the other thing? Camels. What type of camels? There were no camels here. He was on guard against camels. Okay, so what? So it's not the same thing. Now, this has some responsibility regarding this issue, because at the end of the day, he let this dog out. This dog went into the court of the. He took this cake. He took the coal. It's something really realistic. Over there, it's something theoretic. So this is the main difference between the two cases. So it is his responsibility that at the end it caused damage by the coal. Heika shelai shomar gachlosai lekach leshiyis chayev afilu nizukin beoines. This is the reason why even the oines could be punished, obligated to pay. Leman demachai tchilosai b'shiyah b'soif beoines. In a case, of course, where we assume Chilosei Mishiyah, because it's just ending remark that we all know that this is really Machlaikes, but nevertheless, since no problem is a Machlaikes, we could have asked in the Gemara itself, but we didn't ask in the Gemara, so Tosfos makes up this small chisaron, this small lack, fills up this hole, and just as to see this picture in a more complete way.